Welcome to The Prototype. I am one of your many hosts for today. I am Mike the Birdman Dodd, but I'm not alone as I trek down memory lane and going through the backlog. I'm joined with
Alex.
That's right, guys. So in this edition of The Prototype for the month of May, you may get another one later in the month. We'll have to wait and see, as we should probably be doing our E3 predictions. We've been doing a lot of work here at the Twig Studios over the past couple of days, and one of the things that we'd love to do here, and in fact you've been noticing that on our main show Twig, we've been doing a lot of video game reviews, which means we've been playing, well, a shit ton of video games. Now typically we play video games for review, but we don't always get a chance to play those video games necessarily for pleasure.
Anymore,
since, yeah.
Which since is I helped open the floodgates.
Oh my god, I thought I was busy before, and now, holy shit.
All it took was opening up PR contacts again, and then bam.
Well, yeah, you were like, Mike, let's get busy again. And I'm thinking, okay, sure, yeah, whatever. And then every company on Earth has been throwing codes at us.
You didn't expect me to email about 50 to 100 different companies.
No, and some of these companies I haven't talked to in years. I just didn't expect the PR contacts to be reopened again. And I'm very thankful for that, the fact that we have a chance to reconnect with some of these companies. Like, we're reviewing some Japanese titles. There's even a few games I'm tempted to buy for review just because they sound weird.
Well, and the interesting thing is, you can review a lot of indie titles pretty fast. You generally need 1 or 2 days to play with them, but a lot of the titles that I've been getting are RPGs, and you know, you got 40, 50 hours to beat a game, and we don't want to review a game unless we beat it.
Yeah, exactly, or at least get a significant portion into it. Like, for example, I'm able to finish, or at least get through 80% of the games that I review here on the show.
It just means we're not necessarily going to do the 100% thing, or if there's multiple endings, we're not going to necessarily get all the endings.
Yeah, exactly. We're not doing completionist runs here on the show, but we're giving it enough that you guys can feel confident that what you're getting and spending your money on is probably worth it. So we're going to kind of talk about our kind of what's currently on our plate, what's kind of in our gaming backlog. And I turned on both my Xbox and PS4 just kind of seeing what's there, what I haven't played in quite some time, stuff that I want to get back into. And I have quite the list. I really do. So what I'm currently playing and working on right now is the big elephant in the room. And that's Sony's God of War, the one that just came out. This game has recently become the fastest-selling exclusive on the PlayStation 4 console, selling over 3.1 million copies, if the press release is to be believed, and it is.
Was that within, like, a week or so?
Yeah, like, this game came out, like, end of April. So the game's been out 2, maybe 3 weeks at this point. And I'm probably about 3 to 6 hours into it. And I'm playing the game on I Want a Story. I want the story mode for this game. I've never been, ooh, give me a challenge. Ooh, beat the crap out of me with these games. I want to see the story because I think the character of Kratos is really interesting. And this one with his son Atreus, I think that's how you pronounce his name.
Atreyu?
Yeah, see, that's what I keep wanting to call him, is Atreyu. I keep wanting to call him that. And the storyline, it's getting interesting, but I've posted this on Twitter more than a few times. Like, I want to love this game. I want to get the hype that everybody's like, oh my god, it's God of War, and they're giving this game this amazing, like, love and review, and I'm just not feeling it. And that's something else that kind of ties into this, too, and I kind of think it's something that not a lot of people talk about, maybe necessarily, or maybe are willing to admit. Your mood vastly affects how you play these games. Like, I suffer from chronic depression and bipolar disorder, so I kind of wonder if that's coloring my experience with God of War.
Also, distraction can be a factor. A lot of people, like, if you have, not ADD, but, like, let's say you're having trouble focusing.
Yeah, because I've got so many projects on the go right now. Like, I've got Cambridge Chronicles, I got Terrible Warriors, I have any other different number of Twig projects on the go at any one time. And I'm just, I'm having trouble focusing with God of War. And the thing is, that's a game that a lot of people put a lot of love into. And I think that was Sony Studio Santa Monica put this one out. And like I said, I should love it.
From what you showed me, like, we're not going to go, you're doing your review later, but it seems like there was a very large lack
Of accessibility.
Of awareness of the text size.
Yeah, like, for example...
Like, and your just your user interface. It's like they did it on 30-inch monitors sitting, like, 3 inches away.
Yeah.
And it's fine there, but if to play it on a TV, and you've got, like, a 50-inch TV, and we're maybe 5 feet away, and you can't read anything.
No, we're sitting almost 10 feet back.
Not from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, from where you're sitting,
where
you're
I'm
about
sitting,
5 feet.
About 5-6 feet, and I still can't make out what's on the screen at all.
Yeah, like, and my eyesight, it's not great, but it's not bad. Like, I'm sitting about 8 to 10 feet away from the screen. I can't read what the hell's going on. And that sucks. But I have to sit in my wheelchair in front of my TV. It just means if I have to go to the bathroom, I have to transfer off my wheelchair, transfer onto my bed, transfer onto my toilet that I have to use because I'm handicapped. And it's just such a pain in the butt. That's probably a little bit of TMI there, but such is the struggle of being handicapped. Well, your world changes.
No, just in general, though, it seems like they just didn't pay attention to... Like, it seems to be a recent thing. What was it? Far Cry had a similar issue?
Yeah, Far Cry 5, I think, had it. I remember back on the Xbox 360, Dead Rising had this problem.
For anybody that hasn't played this, it's like when you made the jump to Xbox 360 and then tried to play that on a tube screen.
Yeah.
When people didn't realize that, like, they were making their games with widescreen, flat-screen monitors in mind, not realizing that 90% of the people that were playing with an Xbox in the first 1 to 2 years were still using a CRT screen.
Yeah, because when I had my Xbox 360, I had the first Dead Rising, and I had this in residence when I was at Niagara College. Hard to believe that was 10 years ago. Over 10 years ago. Yeah, I couldn't read for shit on the screen, the subtitles, and I was like, well, that sucks. But, yeah, so I'm playing God of War. I'm not loving it. I don't hate it. I'm gonna soldier on through it and be a good dad of war and see what happens. What are you got on your back burner right now?
I mean,
what are you working on right now?
Here's the thing. As far as backlog, I've probably got 200 games that are part of the PlayStation Plus list that I'm never going to play, but I still download them anyway because they're free.
Yeah.
But as far as backlog, ones that I really want to get to... I want to beat Persona, the newest one that came, Persona 5.
Yeah.
I've had it now for, a year since it came out. I played maybe 10-15% of it, and then I stopped because I wanted to savor it at the time. I knew I was going to go gung-ho and then run out of gameplay and then be upset. But I got so distracted that I'm now so far behind with other things to do that I don't know if I'm going to get to play it again for another 4 or 5 months because of all the review things. So I've got that... Secret of Mana, the I've got probably 5 or 6 games that I want to play on this SNES Classic, which, again, probably never going to get to that, or at least not for a while. I have, let me think, I have the Halo collection on the Xbox One, and I've never played them past maybe the first 5 hours in the first Halo. But those are games I've wanted to play, and I don't know how long it's going to take me for me to get through them, but I want to play them. I have all the Halo games. I have the Gears of War games, and I've never played them. It's just one of those things where it's like every time I want to go play, I'm like, oh, I've got another thing I've got to do, or I get distracted.
Yeah, I was actually, speaking of Master Chief Collection, I play with the guys over at Rooster Teeth and Screw Attack. They have this thing called G1 Game Days. My friend Patrick is one of the hosts, or Reset Patrick on Twitter if you want to follow him. As we call it Fish Fuck Fridays. So we are playing, or Firefight Fridays. So we're playing the Master Chief Collection. That's the first time I've played the multiplayer for that game since it's come out. And I was looking at my achievements for that game. I've never finished Halo. I've only finished Halo 2, because at that time, that's the only way you could get the remastered Halo 2. I haven't finished Halo 3. I haven't touched Halo 4. And I haven't beaten ODST on it yet. Back on the 360, I've cleared these games. I've beaten them. I've gotten the achievements. I've got the T-shirt.
Like, I'm wondering, maybe it would be something where you and I have to play co-op on it, because I know it has full co-op.
See, yeah, that'd be fun. Like, my friend Jamie, my other Halo dude, he plays these games on Legendary, and I actually beat Halo 5 on Legendary.
Oh, I would be playing it on easy. Oh. So, just so we can get through it.
That's a game you could play on medium and actually be okay, all things considered.
Because at this point, I don't want to beat them on hard. I want the story. I want to get the experience because I've never done that.
That's the thing with Halo. If you beat the you beat it on hard, you do get a little bit more story, which it's almost not worth it because you can just YouTube that shit.
But still, I want to play that.
You want the experience,
and I'm trying to think.
And the Gears of War games are worth going through.
And I've probably got a couple other titles. I've got Summon Knight 6, I think it is, on the PS4 to play, strategy RPG. I've got Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Dana, which it's coming out on the Switch, but I want to beat the PlayStation version that I have. And that's sort of the backlog there. I've got a bunch on the Switch I haven't touched yet. I still have not played more than 2 minutes in the new Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, that's a game I haven't put a lot of time into either. And when I got my Switch, that was the big reason. Like, oh, Zelda, you have to beat it. You have to play it. I'd like to.
I haven't felt inspired to play it yet.
Yeah, like, I'm waiting for that moment. And that's the thing. I mean, the Switch is, if anything is in my backlog of regret, it's the Switch. I haven't played Mario Odyssey, despite the fact you loaned it to me in the hospital. I just couldn't find a comfortable place to play it.
Well, and now I can lend it to you again.
Yeah, now I can play DLC it on the big TV.
And I think you'll love that game. There's a lot of content. Like, Kirby was a disappointment because I beat that game in one session. Like, it took me 4 hours to beat the game. Completely. So I traded that in already. I'm playing through Donkey Kong, which is fun. But I've got a few other titles that are exclusive that are digital downloads that I haven't gotten to and I don't know if I'm going to play. They're just sort of there if anybody wants them. Some arcade titles. I've got... not a ton. I have Bayonetta 1 and 2. And I haven't touched them yet. So Bayonetta's ones I gotta get to. It's sort of weird. Like, now that we've got games coming in on a regular basis where I've got about 9 titles on my back burner that I have to work over the next 2 weeks or so.
I decided to look through my Xbox One and my PlayStation 4 libraries to see what I have. I'm just going to read you the brief list of what I want to play. God of War, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Yakuza 6, Song of Life, Agents of Mayhem, Far Cry 4, Deus Ex Mankind Revolution, Uncharted 1-4, Until Dawn, The Watch Dogs 2 DLC, Fortnite. I just want to play a lot more of that so I can not suck. Knights of the Old Republic, now that it's backwards compatible on the Xbox. Wolfenstein 1 and 2. All the Telltale games that aren't Walking Dead, because I've beaten 1 and 2, but I haven't finished anything else. Doom, I never got a chance to finish. Witcher 3, I've got all the DLC for that and haven't touched it.
Same, Witcher 3 is on my list. I'm only a little bit, like, 10 hours in.
Shadow of Mordor, I once again have all the DLC, haven't touched it. The entire Dragon Age series.
Those, honestly, I think those should be moved to the top of your list because of how good they are as an inspiration for RPG tabletopping.
Another list I have is Dead Rising 4, which I fucking hated, but I like Frank West. I want to see how it ends. Perfect Dark 0 and Perfect Dark 1 I've never beaten. Dying Lights DLC I never got a chance to finish. And that game was an unexpected joy for me a couple of years back. And finally, I would love to start playing some of the competitive modes for Rainbow Six Siege. And that's some of what's on my back burner right now. And I look at it and I wonder, am I ever going to get to this? Like, the Dragon Age stuff, yeah, admittedly should move to the top of my list because I have the Dragon Age RPG books from
Green Ronin. I think it'll wash the bad taste out of your mouth from Mass Effect.
Yeah, Andromeda was just such a disappointment.
See, Dragon Age 2 was considered a disappointment, but it wasn't by a disappointment as in it was a bad game. It was just not as good as the first. And then Inquisition came out, and it's the best of the series, the third title.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's only 3 titles, you can beat the first game. I took probably 200 hours because I played 2 separate playthroughs, and then I also did...
And you did every path.
I did every path, so I did good... Basically, I did as many paths as I could to get as much of the story as I could from every perspective. But a good playthrough without 100%ing everything will be about 60 to 80 hours with all the DLC.
Yeah.
And then there's the expansion game, which is another 20-hour game or so,
mm-hmm.
Which does you have to play that because that leads into the second game. The second game is like 30 hours.
Yeah.
It's a lot less. Now, you can do more with the DLC, but then Inquisition comes around, and it's about a 80 to 100-hour game if you want to do everything, including all the DLC, and it is a fantastic story and game.
See, it's one of those games, once again, it's on my list of shit to play, but for me, playing a medieval game, this is going to sound really fucked up and weird, everything has to live up to the expectation of Skyrim to me.
It's honestly, I know I'm not a big fan of Skyrim. The story is better than Skyrim.
But does it have the amount of choice that I want?
Yes. Basically, in the first game, there will be, I think it's three or four pivotal points where you choose a faction.
Mm-hmm.
And how who you choose will affect how everybody around you is behaving and leads into the final battle, who you get to have with you as you go. So there's a choice between elves at one point.
Yeah.
Or werewolves.
Interesting.
And who you choose greatly affects the surrounding areas. And then there's other points of do you choose this guard or this town guard. Basically factions. And at the end, in the end game, you will encounter these people again and these troops, and that affects how difficult the end of the game is and okay. how you play it. There's the second game, there's still the same thing, multiple choices. Basically each chapter or each act of the game will have a few major choices, and then of course it has the Mass Effect part of romancing certain people and making friendships with them, and that changes how the end game will be and some of your choices for whatever ending you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically Dragon Age Inquisition is a mixture of the like Baldur's Gate sort of feel mixed with Mass Effect. Dragon Age 2 is like Knights of the Republic 2, where it's just not quite as good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Inquisition is like Mass Effect 2. That's the quality.
It's one of those games I'm going to have to just take a break. Like, literally, Twig Productions is going to have to be shut down for, like, 2 weeks.
And I think...
And just do it.
I think that's something to play during the summer. When it's too hot to really do a ton of other stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what we'll end up doing. We'll probably slow production down a bit during July and August because it'll be so friggin' warm. And maybe that's what I'll end up doing.
And maybe we should make a goal. Like, you have to beat those three games and then you...
By September.
And then there's three games I have to beat.
Okay, I'm trying to figure...
Three games I have to beat from my backlog.
Skyrim.
Okay, I will play Skyrim. I promise you.
You just have to beat the main storyline. That's it.
Okay, because I have that for the Switch.
And that'll be easy for you because you don't have all the DLC. Oh, no, it does have all the DLC, like yeah. Dawnguard.
Okay, I will beat Skyrim and at least one or two other titles.
Thinking here. What do I want you to try? Hold on, let me look at it. Have you played The Last of Us?
I don't know if I can beat it. I watched my brother beat it, so...
Say The Last of Us would be one that I'd recommend. I'm also thinking what you have access to. Have you ever played Grand Theft Auto V?
I have not.
Grand Theft Auto V.
So I gotta play GTA V, Skyrim.
Yep. And... Let me see, I'm looking. Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
And Black Flag, okay. If there's any I'm not a fan of Assassin's Creed, but if there's any game I can beat in that series, it would probably be that.
Yeah, Black Flag or Syndicate would be the ones that I'd recommend.
One of those two? Okay, yeah. I can do that.
Skip fucking Unity. Fuck that game. oh my Christ. Yeah.
Okay, so those are three back catalog titles I will play then.
All right, and you want me to beat the Dragon Age series?
Yeah. And basically, when we're ready to start playing, you tell me, and we'll start the same day. It's not a race.
We'll start 1st of July.
1st of July.
So we'll do it on Canada Day, and we have until September 1st.
That sounds good.
I like that. So that's kind of where we're going to sit with that. I mean, there's like other games too that I want to just experience. Like one of the games I mentioned on my backlog of shame is Until Dawn. I've played that game for a couple of hours, and I get halfway through it, then something distracts me, and I have to restart because I don't want to lose the story. And yes, I'm having Agent Ward from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as my lead guy. I can't remember the actor's name. It's going to bother me. Something Grant. And I know how that game ends because I've seen YouTube playthroughs. I've seen streamers do it. Hell, even me and I think Tiffany did a stream on it when the game first came out. No, that was playable trailer, PT. But that's a shame that game has gone off the fucking PlayStation Store.
Isn't it basically what is now transformed into Death Stranding? That's what morphed out of that project eventually.
Yeah, which weird babies and Guillermo del Toro and Mads Mikkelsen. God, what
a
weird
That's a game you're going to have to play because I'll be too terrified to play that game.
That game's just going to mind fuck you, which is weird. Actually, no, there's another game I wouldn't mind you trying. If you can't do Last of Us, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
Phantom Pain?
Because it was
okay,
a really good experience.
I'll see if that's in my catalog of what I've got.
It should be.
Didn't they just give it away?
I think so.
So I might have it. I might have it, yeah.
Another game that I really, really want to revisit because I love the core game. And it was such an underappreciated gem when it came out, but nobody played it. Was Watch Dogs 2. And they just released more DLC. Like, that game's constantly being updated. Ubisoft, if they do anything, they take care of their gamers.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, you got to do, yeah, Dragon Age Trilogy. And when we do the next batch of games, and it might be that you get so obsessed you beat them in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, the next two you have to do are the modern Deus Ex games.
Yeah, I want to do that because I've got Deus Ex, Mankind, or
So Human Revolution and then Mankind Divided.
Whatever was given away as the PlayStation.
It would be the first one, which would be Human Revolution.
I know.
Now, for you, because you're the big RPG guy, like tabletop guy, that will inspire you to do Shadowrun.
Yeah, it'll probably add layers to Shadowrun, or if I ever want to run Cyberpunk 2077.
Human Revolution is the only time I've ever written a developer. I wrote them a letter saying I was so impressed by the game.
Yeah.
And mailed it to Eidos Montreal.
Eidos, yeah.
I didn't get a response back, but I know it went to the office.
That's pretty cool.
So what I was hoping is that somebody would just open it and go, oh, that's cool. Because I was like, nobody writes developers to say it was awesome.
Yeah. If they do, they tweet at them.
Yeah. Because I was like, no, this impressed me. I had tried playing the previous games and just couldn't get into the interface. I know they're supposed to be classics, the first one at least, but I was so impressed.
Yeah, I mean, that's another game I've always wanted to get into because a friend of the show, Tiffany, Jamie's girlfriend, is a huge fan of that series and has told me, like, dog, you got to play it. And I'm thinking, all right, I'll definitely give it a shot when I have time. And I think that's my goal this summer is I want to make time for stuff.
If it makes sense to you, there's a stealth aspect. You could beat the game without
firing a shot, or less.
Now, in the first game, you couldn't. They had outsourced the boss battles, and it fucked it all up. In the remastered version, they gave you alternate routes to take so you don't have to confront the enemies head on.
Yeah.
And that made it a lot better. And that's in the second one as well. Mm-hmm. So they fixed the mistakes they had made initially. And that was the only gripe people had is like, why is it I can do stealth for everything except the bosses have to just be shot in the head?
Yeah.
So they fixed that. Like, it could be like you open up a poison gas thing and knocks them out without actually encountering them. Now, it's like Metal Gear. It's like, what if...
But Cyberpunk.
What if we took Metal Gear, added a little bit of Cyberpunk, and gave you the hacking and the light and dark paths of Mass Effect?
With a little bit of Watch Dogs with the hacking?
Yeah.
That definitely sounds up my alley. For sure. Yeah, I actually may have to give this game a try sooner as opposed to later. Another game series that I know a friend of mine, Mike Laidman, is a huge fan of, and he's talked about it to me for years. And even Dave has played it here on the show. We reviewed it a couple of years ago, or years back, rather.
Had a full boyfriend where you date pigeons?
No. Someone bought that for me, and I haven't played it yet, but I need to. No, the Uncharted series.
Oh, too hard. Frustrating for me.
See, for me, I can blow through that in like a week or two.
Now, when I say hard, I mean I love the idea of the story. I would almost watch a playthrough just to see the story. What I don't like is, at least how I played it on the PS3, it's cool platforming, cool story, and then, oh, here's a new arena, so there's going to be like 30 people that show up, and they're just bullet sponges. The farther you get in the game, the more bullets they take. That's all it is.
See, I don't know. Stuff like that, I'm more apt to be better at, because one game that kind of taught me I wouldn't say platforming, but to be a better cover shooter. And this is going to be really weird. When
is
you
it Mass Effect 3?
No. Quantum Break. Quantum Break made me a better cover shooter.
That game got a better... That was a great game.
Yeah, that game got a bad fucking rap.
Cool story.
One of the games I've got 1,000 gamer score on.
And Peter Baelish was bad. Surprise.
Yeah. Ooh, you know, Littlefinger, you dick. And it was such a fun game. It was hard, too. Beating that game on hard was annoying.
Oh, yeah, I played it on easy, then I just stepped it up to normal, and then I was like, I'll try it on hard. No.
Those gunfights, you had to think about everything. But yeah, like, that's a game that was underappreciated, too, and I'm glad I got that out of my system early. And I replayed that game, like, 5-6 times to try and alter different paths. And I'm still missing one item, and yet I still got 100%.
Yeah, I'm missing one or two items, I know for sure, but I didn't 100% the rest of it.
Yeah.
I think I have, like, 90%.
Still looking at my backlog here. And this one, I just want to play the story because I'm a huge storyline nut. I know they've released some DLC for this in the multiplayer, and it's a controversial title. Star Wars Battlefront 2.
I honestly have no interest.
I think the storyline is cool.
It's at a point now where I don't want to give them my money.
See, I bought this game used.
But that would be true, okay. But that would be rewarding them for their behavior.
Yeah, and this is a game... Actually, you know, it's funny. I buy a lot of used games on Facebook and Craigslist and Kijiji, and I'm always looking for a deal.
I think I know this one.
And everybody was selling Star Wars Battlefront 2. Everybody. Because everybody for Christmas got the Star Wars Battlefront 2 PS4. Or they got it with their Xbox.
And then they want to sell it because they need their meth money.
Yeah, yeah. Alex and Blair went to go pick... I finally found a copy for like $10. And I'm thinking, cool, everybody else wants 40. Fuck this. I'm taking it at $10. I sent Alex and Blair to go get it, and evidently it was Methy McMethmouth.
Yeah, it's like every third tooth
was rotted out.
Poor
guy, but still.
Yeah, but it was a case of this guy needs a fix, is what he was.
Hey, I will gladly take all your PlayStation
that, and
games.
We went to a neighborhood because it was near me where I live. That's why I went with her. And we went to that area of the neighborhood. I'm like, well, we've left here, and now we're in, like, Compton, it seems.
Oh, dangerous times. I'm trying to think if there's
anything
else.
For a deal, buddy.
Yeah, pretty much. I am that cheap and that evil. Another Star Wars game I've wanted to get into, once again, thanks to good old Tiffany. She's been pitching me this game for years.
You keep calling her old.
Well, that's because she's old and, you know... Tiffany. She's virtually dude personified. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, since that came to Xbox compatibility. I've been meaning to go through that game because I've got it on the PC. I've got it through Steam, but I hate playing computer games. Unless I can play it with a controller.
I hear you, and there's something about it. People say, you know, the PC Master Race.
Fuck off.
But you know what? It doesn't feel... It never feels as smooth. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. It doesn't matter. You could have a $5,000 computer with the best video card ever. It still feels like your computer's having to do a lot to produce what these consoles can do already.
Yeah, you just plug and play and it works.
Yeah, and that made me think of... I've wanted to play the Shenmue games forever, and I just kept putting them off. And I guess now I'm not going to go back and play them, simply because there's 1 and 2 are coming in a remastered form.
Let's say, yeah, there's a remaster.
So I'm going to see. You know, maybe is it Sega publishing them?
That reminds me, there's another game I need to play: fucking Shenmue and Sonic Mania.
Yeah.
Which
Sonic Mania is good. I can't beat Sonic Mania. It's too hard for me.
I'm going to have to sit down with it because I know that's a game I can beat in like an afternoon. If
you're good and you get the pattern right, the last couple levels are pretty hard.
Because I used to play those games a lot with a guy I used to be friends with named Ryan.
Well, and they're putting out the Sonic Mania Plus package. And for anybody that has a digital copy now, you just pay $5 and they upgrade you.
Then I'm good.
Yeah.
Because I get, like, for the show here, we get a lot of games for free. And 9 times out of 10, it's digital, because it does cost these companies something to produce a digital code, but it's better than spending money on a mailer and money on a courier and all that shit.
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice when you're doing review what you get.
Yeah, like Alex, he shotgun blast all these PR companies, and we're getting all these RPG titles. But sometimes we get some AAA stuff. Like, I'm fully expecting we'll get Detroit Become Human or whatever
that
it's called.
Which is what I'm eyeballing. I like out of the blue, Nintendo sent me Donkey Kong to work on now.
Yeah, good luck with that one, asshole.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard. I they sent it to me because they're like, sure, review it, and I'm like, okay, it's gonna be a fun, easy. No, it's not easy. Not at all.
See, I'm glad we were talking with Nintendo and you got Detective Pikachu, because I was very curious about that game.
Oh, yeah. My last review for Nintendo was Detective Pikachu, and jumping to this, Detective Pikachu, the easiest game on the planet. to death. Oh, God. The minecarts.
Ugh. I don't know. I mean, ultimately, there's a lot of games in our backlogs we need to try, and I'd love to hear what you guys think we should maybe pick up and play, talk about as a possible topic for the show, because I do have a Raspberry Pi emulator with a bunch of crap on. I just need to reinstall or put it on my TV again. I've got a Switch, I've got a PS4, I got an Xbox One, and I've got a PC. Tell us what you want us to play.
And a 3DS.
Yeah, and a 3DS. So feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Always looking forward to hearing from you guys. We also have the voicemail line, which I'm pretty sure works. Which is 817-717-7202.
When you say pretty sure it works, we should probably check that.
Yeah. See, I don't know. It's so... Skype is so stupid now. Microsoft fucked that right
up. It's acting weird. Yeah, we'll figure that out. But yeah, the line's paid for and it should be open.
Yeah, exactly. So,
it's just we haven't seen if we've received any messages on it.
Yeah,
lately.
Exactly. I haven't looked in a while. So,
you may get a whole bunch of responses.
See, that'd be fun. But emails are definitely the best way to get a hold of us. So feedback at thisweekingeek.net. We read every piece of fan mail. There's also Facebook. You can get a hold of us. Twitter at thisweekingeek, at birdmandodd, at turdortreasure. And like I said, we definitely love to interact with you guys, because it's fun. So for the prototype for thisweekingeek.net, we have been
Alex.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd. Go through your own backlog of gaming. Tell us what you think. And live free or die hard.
McNugget and a bunch of the Szechuan sauce. Like, as much as you're allowed to give me. As much as you're allowed to give me. As much as you're allowed to give me. Szechuan sauce. Szechuan sauce. And it's delicious. And it's delicious. Szechuan sauce. Szechuan sauce. And it's delicious. And it's delicious. Szechuan sauce. Szechuan sauce. And it's delicious. And it's delicious. Szechuan sauce.